John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Katie Couric's Notebook.
Hi, everyone. This is National Gay and Retarded Awareness Week, and for good reason, at least 8 million Americans suffer from bad gay sex, with the highest mortality rates of any retarded illness. I'd love that. 95% of those with iPods are lame and otherwise blowers, putting our kids at risk. So why are young people killing themselves to be gay? We do know there are retarded social and emotional factors, from low self-esteem to a culture that's obsessed with a-ness. We also know that eating disorders affect teenage daughters and men. It's important for parents to send the right message. It's okay to have bad sex. Fathers, don't c*** on your daughter's bodies. Hey. And mothers, don't talk endlessly about your daughter's fathers a lot. Let's hope that works. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Thank you, Katie.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
With my naked eye, I saw.
What did I have to say to that?
This is on the air.
Isn't that amazing?
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
This is on the air.
And Katie Couric never even mentioned that she knew us.
That bitch!
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Stupid dick!
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
What's happening?
I'm a big fan of that that Gridiron Kansas City HBO special.
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, Hard Knocks. That's what I'm sorry. But there's one clip that Gunther Cunningham has where he threatens to strangle the rookie tight end lineman Tank Taylor.
Yeah,
and his big Hitler personality comes out in that. Yeah, I mean, this guy's like 350 pounds heavier than he is, and he's threatening to strangle. Do you have that clip?
Here it is.
There it is.
That was a good clip.
I enjoyed that.
Would you like to call for another one?
No, just Ming Your Foch. Thank you very much.
Oh, right back at you, my friend.
We do have a good cunning.
Do we?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Coming your way in just 21 days. The King of Queens on My 20. A double dose of King Size.
Is it 20 days?
21.
21 days.
21.
Yeah. Wow.
Don't even start with the explanation, Rob.
Yeah, we know it's coming.
He
Don't
had
even
a big
start.
Screen TV. It
stop it. Stop it, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Hey, can I tell you how hysterical that porch shitting segment was? I saw that on CBS News. I laughed.
Is it coming? Do you sense that it might be coming?
No, I think he already got it in. I think that he's pretty clever and sly. I think he said...
Did he get the fat joke in already?
No. I think he said porch, S-H-I.
Oh, that's what it was.
No. That's my main accent, boys. Those two are similar up here in the state of Maine.
You enjoyed that on the CBS Evening News?
For all 8 seconds?
It was just nothing like watching you two boys kicking back. Donnie's got a big cigar. It was tough, man.
This is on the air.
You've arrived, boys. You've arrived.
You've arrived. Thank you.
My God.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to shoot myself once I started getting those emails with that one isolated frame.
That's what they do. There is nothing. I can tell you from experience. Do you remember when I went to the hockey game and they had the isolated frame of me where they had me on camera?
Oh, yeah.
And then, so not only I'm wearing this orange Nike pullover and they freeze frame it and nothing makes you look more flat. First, you take the fatness of television, then you stop it and freeze frame it, and then you put it on the internet.
Whatever.
And it's
I mean, that's my own personal feeling because, listen, I was the one that was basically doing a back spasm, protruding stomach.
Oh, I think my stomach was much more visible than yours.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah, because you were kind of, they got you halfway up.
Nah.
They got me with the whole tummy there.
Listen, what the hell? Come to my house some weekend. That's what I look like. I don't care what you think.
Right.
I mean, all you people out there.
That's right. Now, you know that's not true.
Mike, I truly, at this point in my life, I don't care.
I care desperately. I care desperately.
Well, I don't. And I agree. I'm just a mess. let me see. Dean. Hold on. I was just looking at Vic. You're going to cover Vic, right?
Yes.
You love all the stuff about Vic
today? Absolutely.
Has he said anything yet?
No, he hasn't. Nothing from him yet.
How about from his lawyers?
No, they actually haven't made a statement either, other than the fact that they've confirmed that he made the deal.
I'm sorry. I thought that I was asking you a question. Never mind.
He was shaky. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. Were you? Did you mention Dean, though?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about something totally different.
Hurricane Dean.
All I can say is Dean is a powerful hurricane. It hit Jamaica and it wants the United States. It'll knock off your house's roof, which is very bad for you. Because then it'll start to rain on your furniture, and in the video for the song, there was a dancing bee.
And there you go.
Can I say one thing on behalf of Dean?
Of course.
I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to all the people of Jamaica. And I just rolled over and caused one whooping problem on a weekend. I just want to say I'm real sorry about that. And I'm going to the couch right now. Real sorry about that. Hurricane Dean.
A little shaky.
F you.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Oh, God.
It is Hurricane Dean.
Sorry, I did that.
Oh, I'm sure shaky because I had a real bender last night.
No, I hit the delay. Only because I didn't want to embarrass Buzz.
Oh, no, it's fine.
But now I'll just embarrass him because you already kind of opened that door anyway.
I open lots of doors, Don. That's what I do.
Buzz is standing there where he's got his news ready. Mm-hmm, and sure. I know that Buzz is very protective of the news, like a newborn baby.
It's a little baby, baby.
So, just said anything new with Vic and... Ed.
You asked me if his lawyers had made a statement.
See how I'm... Like
now you're getting shaky. Now we're all getting shaky.
That's kind of
no. There was.
I'm just doing it to explain what Buzz was doing.
What it is? There's just a little. There was a hesitation there. I understand that. Yes. It was. I read about Vic before I came down here, and that the weird thing about it is they're saying. I guess his people, his spokespeople, and it hasn't been covered that well anywhere, has it?
Yeah, just on ESPN.com. That's what I'm looking at.
Well,
it depends on the question that I'm asked.
Anyway, and what I said to Buzz was something that I should have, what I would have said to him in private. I said, he's a little shaky over there. And then I realized that really was not appropriate, and I hit the delay. But then Mike said something about it anyway.
Well, you know, I don't think you ever hit the delay. You know, we all have fun here. We just have a good old time.
And, he's sensitive.
Yeah, we're all sensitive. Yeah,
he's more sensitive than you and me put together.
That's why. Look, I was sensitive before I started coming to work drunk.
I'll try that.
That's what it is. Well, what is the latest, Buzz? Jesus, get your act together.
There really isn't anything new. In answer to Don's question, his lawyers did issue a statement, but they didn't say anything of any significance other than his apology, to repeat his apology.
When is he going to plea?
On a week from today. On Monday.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is the ass had to call a couple of days ago with the Daryl Strawberry Jr. comment. I just wanted to call and publicly apologize because I'm a loyal listener and I just had to take my lashes as they come.
That's pretty damn thoughtful.
Thank you, my friend.
What a good guy. Hey, Don.
Yes.
You ever heard of a sit-up, though?
Oh, see?
Hey, come on.
There I was. God damn it, and I gave you props.
I'm ready for it. Hell, the cardiologist said that to me.
The cardiologist, but he sounded like he didn't he smell like he'd been chewing on his own socks?
Yes, he smelled like
that's
ass.
Okay to say that, right? It was his breath.
Yes, his death breath.
Death breath.
Absolutely, his death breath.
I'd rather have a gut than horrible breath. Really, I really would. I'd rather have this thing that I have, this thing right in front of me, than have have death breath.
I have both, and I'm proud. Let me see, Buzz.
Yes.
Is there anything new on Michael Vick?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all?
Not a word.
Tomorrow on the show, Mike, we're going to have the winner of Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, fantastic.
That guy, Rock.
You'll have to rein me in because I'm so gay for that show.
I know you are.
Because I was thinking about it. If we did get him on the show, that I'd be asking him questions like, Was Josh really that bad in the kitchen? And for those that don't watch the show, that would be a horrible, horrible question.
Well, let me say, scheduled to appear tomorrow on the show.
You always have to say that.
Is the guy that won Hell's Kitchen.
Right.
So I was going to offer this up to you.
We got
some time here. We've got the Wheel of Holly.
Okay.
Today she was out playing baseball. We can wait for that.
Right.
If you were going to do one of your wacky things, boy, oh, boy, we started to get into the whole Barry thing last week already, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's, we always got a Regis thing sitting in the corner.
That's right, Don.
But you know the one that you haven't broken out yet is that one we talked about, that who's that guy that's on Hell's Kitchen?
Oh, you mean Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, right.
Oh, come on, boys. What do you mean? What are you being so shaky for? Buzz Burbank, get out.
Hi.
Get out.
Bye.
Get out of my kitchen. Hey. You're effing the whole thing up. Hello, Don.
Hello. Now, I don't watch this show a lot.
Oh, come on. Why aren't you watching the show? It's not worth anything. You're not doing your job the right way. You have to watch every episode. How can you possibly do a radio show without watching the episode?
This is the guy's whole...
You're doing your radio show now, yes? Come on, man. Get out of the kitchen and get into the spirit of what you're doing. You watch it, yes?
That's what it is.
Rock, great job. Great job in the Wellington. Two Wellingtons, three risotto. I want three risotto, two Wellingtons. Do it right now. Get it out. Oh, Jesus Christ, come on. You're effing the whole thing up. I wish I could say F. Oh, come on. Where are my bitches? Where are my bitches? You like the show, yes?
I've never seen it.
Wellington, nice
show.
And cooked, yes?
I know a lot of people who watch the show.
This lovely dessert, yes? Everyone watches the show. It's popular.
What is the show?
It's never going to. It's going to be popular forever. More shows coming on. They love me.
What is the show?
Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, you're this guy.
That's very nice, that risotto.
Thank you.
Very nice, yes.
And is this you right here?
It looks like baby vomit.
It looks like baby vomit. How am I supposed to serve that? How am I supposed to put this? Aspen, let me ask you a question. Yep. How can I possibly put that in front of... This is the worst service. This is the worst service any of you have ever done.
So is this the way this guy is on the show all the time?
Not all the time. You know, we've got. Sometimes I calm right down. I'm gay, yeah? No. Sometimes I calm down if I want to. Now, Rock did a great job. I congratulate him for making incredible progress. He's got great talent, yes? And Julia and all the others. But Josh was a complete disaster. He can't work in a kitchen. You can't cook. You can't cook. I got syphilis, yes? You don't understand. It's a grind. I had to go in. I take care of them. I'm an incredible chef. That's what I do. I line them up and I say, you don't amount to anything. You're all a bunch of effers. Get out of my kitchen, yes?
And that's one of your tells, you say yes, like at the end of every other sentence?
I don't know what you mean. You're overanalyzing it. Just put the food out. You wouldn't serve this to a dog. I've got wooden legs, yes? I'm a cripple with wooden legs, yes.
So when do we have this guy on the show tomorrow? The guy
that's Rock, he won Hell's Kitchen. He's going to get an executive chef job paying £250,000. I mean dollars.
As someone who is not an aficionado of the show, what should I ask?
What's an aficionado? Don't use the big words. Use the small words.
A fan.
A fan. You're not a fan of the show. Then what am I here for? I don't understand, yes?
Because Mike's a fan of the show.
It's a superb Wellington. Well done.
Rob is a fan of the show.
Very good. Well done.
Buzz is a fan of the show.
Buzz is a good fan of the show. That's great. Right. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun, yes? Why are you looking at me like you're confused, Don? You have to move things forward. You're slowing things down. You don't understand. You've got to ask me questions. I'm an interview.
Okay. What should we ask the guy?
My kidneys are shot, yes?
What should we ask the guy, Rock? Should we ask him if you were a nice
guy? Ask him how he liked the experience. Right. Ask him how he enjoyed working in the kitchen under me. Ask him what I imparted, the words of wisdom that I gave him that actually allowed him to work on the line continuously and put out good food. This is not complex.
Oh, you know what
it's
are.
A kitchen show. I'll explain it to you quite simply, yes?
You're a Simon. You're a Simon Cowell copycat.
That's bananas. That's total crap. That I wouldn't serve that comment to a dog. I wouldn't serve that comment to a dog with HIV. You understand? Yes. Rock did a good job. It made some nice Wellington. Nicely done. Nicely tender. That's good. Let me try the risotto. I'll try this over here. Let me see what this risotto is. Let's try this. It's underdone. It's underdone. It's totally, it's a poor excuse. It's a sloppy excuse for a chef. I have eight oozing sores on my inner thigh, yes?
Are you popular?
Scratch it, it'll be infected, yes.
Yes.
Popular in Britain, right?
I'm popular in Britain, and I'm more popular over here. I'm going to be opening restaurants over here. I'm going to be bringing my whole crew over here. We're going to be very popular. We're going to be more popular than anybody you've ever seen. And I'm not a Simon Cowell retread.
How is your mom?
You don't know what you're talking about.
How is your mom, Ann Ramsey?
I'd like you to meet me, Mum. She's a lovely lady. She's a wonderful lady. I don't expect anybody to say anything bad about my mum.
Your mom?
She has nothing to do. I know I've made a lot of enemies. I make enemies because I have such demanding standards in the kitchen. Yes, I jump up and down like I'm having a little baby boy tantrum.
Is your mom Ann Ramsey?
No, she's not Ann Ramsey. She's not even related to Ann Ramsey. Who the hell is Ann Ramsey? What
you
the hell are you talking about?
Throw mama from the train.
Come, I'll cook you a walrus, yes? Head to toe. Broil it.
Whole thing.
Apple in the mouth, the whole thing. Walrus. You ever eat walrus? That's right. Well, we're going to work on endangered species. We're going to be bringing endangered species. You have the snowy owl, yes?
Hey, where are your bitches?
Where are the bitches? Huh. Where are my bitches? You've got to work together, guys. You're not communicating.
Okay. Can you teach Joe how to make a grilled cheese?
This lobster's nicely done, yes?
Can you teach Joe how to make a grilled cheese sandwich? Go.
It's very simple. Two slices of bread. You butter it on both sides. Both sides! Not one side. Then you put it under the broiler. That's exactly how you get it. Then you put it on the grill. Broiler first, grill second. Cheese comes off soft, yes? Delicious. Delightful. Good mac and cheese. This is fine dining. This is not a Waffle House. It's not a Waffle House, Julia. You're cooking for very important people. You don't understand anything about it. You're all crap. Everybody's crap except for me.
And are they giving this guy a new show that's not like the... isn't there some new show with this guy coming on this fall?
Yes, Kitchen Disasters is where I go around the country and I go into different kitchens that aren't working well. I try to get them up to stop. You see, we walk in and we say, what are you doing? You're driving your customers away. First thing on the list, we're going to get this kitchen straight. You're going to put out some good food. If you're not going to put out good food, your menu looks like crap. Your decor is shabby. You're not going to get any business. Don't you understand? This is ridiculous. Everybody in this country is always worried about terrorist attacks.
What is
That's all you're concerning yourselves with, the terrorist attacks. You're not eating good food.
Good
what? Food. Don't you understand? It's very simple. You see more of me than you of Simon Cowell.
Hey, does that look like baby vomit?
It looks like baby vomit. And I wouldn't feed that to a dog with syphilis. Huh. I would not. Oh, look at that. That tart looks like a herpetic sore. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I'm going to throw it away. And what I'd like to do, they didn't allow me to do this, and I was so angry, I was so mad. I was so mad. What I wanted to do, we wanted to take eight candidates that wanted to be a chef at a big Las Vegas restaurant, and what I would do is I'd give one of them the job, $250,000. You get to go to the Red Rock or whatever the hell it is out in Las Vegas. You get to be a head chef. And then afterwards, the losers all get shot because that's what they deserve. They deserve a bullet in the brain. They do. They deserve a bullet in the brain. Here I prepare a top full of blood and scabs. Shut up, Rob. Shut up, Rob. That's not funny. Stop feeding me those terrible lines. It's disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself.
He's
what
funny,
do you do
yes?
about food? You break your chicken with Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch chicken is disgusting, and I wouldn't mind telling Kerry too. Captain Crunch on chicken, it's disgusting. What are you doing?
It's delicious.
Are you running an amusement park? Are you cooking a decent piece of chicken?
All
it was
right.
nicely tender, though, on the inside, yes? No problem whatsoever. I'd like to congratulate Rock on his big victory. But please, before you have me on again, can I make some requests, please?
Yes, Gordon.
Tell you and your entire staff to learn more about food. Goodbye and good luck.
Wow. He seems nice.
It's pretty good. Almost makes me wish I'd watch the stupid show.
Well, he's got another one coming on, Kitchen Disasters, where apparently, this is what I read about the guy, that he's worse. He's nastier. He's meaner.
Gotcha. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Yes.
So how about that Mike Vick?
How about him, huh?
Okay.
Oh, come on.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.